On most weekdays, you can find Veronica Reyes in the same spot, behind the dining hall cash register in Northwestern's Foster Walker complex. She got the job 15 years ago and hasn't left since.
I love Foster Walker.
Tell me about it. What do you love about it?
You know, you see different students coming every year. I feel younger.
But she says working for the university hasn't always been easy for her and hundreds of coworkers. Northwestern's cooks, cashiers, baristas, dishwashers, caterers, and some housekeepers are hired through a contractor. Those are the people who ring you up at Norris, make your coffee in Kresge, or set up the charcuterie boards at campus speaker events. Northwestern's current food service contractor is Compass Group North America. When Compass took over 7 years ago, it told workers if they wanted to stay hired, they'd have to reapply for their jobs.
We may not have the health benefits and the seniority, the hours, the sick time, vacation. So it was very stressful because all the fights that we have in the past to get to these benefits, it will be gone.
Chicago Union Unite Here Local 1 represents some of Northwestern's hospitality staff. Reyes is a member. She says there was a year left on the union's employment contract when the university switched to Compass. But when renegotiation started...
I remember we brought a list of signatures from students, and they throw it on the floor. Like, they ignore the signatures of the students. It really made me very mad. It's like they don't respect us. We're just asking for a job.
Compass and the union reached an agreement about a month after Northwestern announced the switch. Everyone kept their jobs. Benefits like seniority, pensions, and sick days carried over. The university hasn't announced plans to switch contractors again, but it could happen. So Reyes and her coworkers proposed these protections to the city of Evanston. She explains what they mean.
If a business or a company or a place like institution like Northwestern changed the contractor, automatically the new company will need to accept the benefits that we have, and we will not be in risk to be fired, or they will take us with no problem for 90 days.
For that 90-day probation period, the new company has to keep every employee hired at the same pay and benefits. After that, the company will review each worker's performance and can make hiring decisions accordingly. City Council passed the law unanimously. Fifth Ward Councilmember Bobby Burns told the meeting's audience there wasn't much debate.
And I just want you to know, both publicly and behind the scenes, there was never any question that this was going to have the support it needed to pass, and I believe that's also a win. So thank you.
Northwestern said in a statement it supports fairness in employment, but it also says it has serious concerns, saying the law could impact costs and the university's ability to, quote, engage in competitive contracting. But Reyes says the law makes her feel secure.
I don't have to worry about losing my home because I pay my mortgage from my wage.
But it isn't just about the money.
It's nice to have a family with the students here in Northwestern. My family is not just two sons, it's thousands of kids.
The ordinance means she can keep growing that family, all from behind the cash register. Brandon Condritz, WNUR News.